Did you guys hear that?
And a high fly ball, center field. He hit it a ton. It's gone. And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Has the football. Short drop. Lobs one down the sideline for Binns. He's got it. Touchdown. 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 Armand Binns.
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is bobble. Oh, yeah! And caught! Yeah! AJ Green makes the catch. Woo! On the ricochet Hail Mary. As a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah Green.
Hey, welcome into today's episode of Riverfront Radio, and I have a question that has been lingering on my mind for a while, and I wasn't sure if it was, you know, true or not, but I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. Are the Reds bad at baseball?
It's starting to look that way. Remember, like, not too long ago when we thought they were on the verge of making a push to get back relevant?
And then, it's coming.
Then they went 2-7 to start off June.
I still don't think they're bad. They're just not very good. There's if you take away that 1-8 stretch, they're .500 baseball team. And that's what's so frustrating is if they just hang on to some of those games or win some of the close games in that stretch or actually hit the ball like they should have been hitting, then I think you're dealing with a team that is .500 now and they're right in the thick of things in the division. But that terrible start, and it's plagued them for years. Like, they've done it a couple of times in recent history. Now, a couple of the other teams were really bad teams, but this isn't a bad baseball team. They're just not playing good baseball, if that is possible. They're just not, I don't know. And you see teams that go through stretches like this that end up making a run, and they're the feel-good story with the, you know, in the playoffs and stuff. I don't think that's going to be the case for the Reds this year. But, and if my memory serves me correctly, wasn't there some, I think it was the Red Sox did this, one of their last couple years of their big run to the playoffs where they were not a great baseball team. They weren't as bad as the Reds record-wise right now, but they had a really slow start and they ended up being fine. The Reds just, I don't know what. It's so frustrating. Like, they have those offensive explosions and then they have things where they score 6 runs over the last 4 games before today or something. I forget the exact numbers, but they just weren't scoring.
Yeah. Like you said, you know, there's games where they're on fire and they're hitting everything at the plate, and then they'll go through, they'll almost get no hit. Mm-hmm. Like, they look like me up there seeing a curveball, like, you know, someone that's never swung at one.
Hey, you could hit a curveball. I got faith in you, man.
I would try.
Joey's finally been hitting the ball. He still doesn't have the power that he's had, you know, that we've loved from Joey. It's kind of been the case the last couple of years. But
Right. There's
times where I've never seen somebody go through the yips, solve them, and then get them again in the same game or the same series. Like, there's sometimes he's up there swinging, and it's like, is he normally right-handed? Like, is he normally a left-handed batter? And then he'll have...
Hey, Joey, try turning around.
Yeah, try like turning around one time. Like a feel-good movie. Like, oh, I had no idea I was right-handed this whole time. But then he'll have a stretch of a game or two where he's locked in. And we saw him go through that where he was raised his average from barely 200 to he's like 250, 260 something now. Or like right at 250. I forget what it was going into today. He had a big hit today. Mm-hmm. And it was another one of his little bloop shots. It wasn't like he put one in the gap. But he's done that where he's really charged the ball and hit it off the wall, or he put one out opposite field in the first game. I think it was the first game of the series against the Phillies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the power is there, but he also cheats himself out of the power by choking up halfway up the bat sometimes. It's like he's so concerned about making contact. And I don't know. I'm not a professional hitter. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but
like, to me,
like it seems like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. If you're really just, all you're worried about is making contact and hitting the ball. Like, you're taking one of your strengths away just to have that, like, okay, I'm finally getting my swing back. But it's not his swing. Like, it's, maybe this is his swing now all of a sudden, but like, we don't see the Joey swings that were just so pure and so smooth and locked in. Now it's more of a, I'm going to go up there with somebody else's bat that's a different weight and length that I'm used to, and I'm just going to keep hacking at it and hope I put the ball, barrel on the ball. And it's frustrating, but maybe he's not a 20-homer guy anymore. Mm-hmm. He's just going to be a little singles hitter like that. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's the less problematic Pete Rose now of our era, where he's just going to play until he's 50, but he's going to single the shit out of everybody. No, singles and doubles for Joey. But if people were hitting behind him, that wouldn't be a problem. But
right.
Gino can only do so much behind him.
Right now, I feel like the Reds are Shadow from the movie Homeward Bound. And they're just stuck down in that hole from the end of the movie. And they keep trying to climb out, and they keep getting to the top, and they just keep sliding back down. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at the end of this movie, when you see Shadow and, or when you see Chance and Sassy run back and the kid's looking for Shadow, I don't think Shadow's getting out of that hole this time. I just think the Reds are just going to stay down that hole until they die. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Homeward Bound before, but it's just, they keep getting right back up to that, you know, close to that point where they're, you know, about to get 500. They go on a stretch like they went this past couple of weeks, and it's just like they bury themselves again. And I don't feel like they're going to climb out of that hole at this point now with what they've shown us. And I agree with you. I don't think they're a bad baseball team, but I just don't think they're consistent enough to get over that hump now, because they put themselves in such a big hole to start off the season.
That was a great Disney Plus promo. Yeah.
Now I got to go hug my dog.
I know. I'm sad now. God.
Why, you don't have a dog?
Yeah.
Rat.
Since when, man? It's just a fat cat.
That snores. A fat cat with sleep apnea.
Yeah. That's awesome. Jeff has a pug, for those of you that aren't aware.
I was looking at the standings before we started the show, because, you know, research. And the Pirates are only a game ahead of the Reds, and the Cardinals, who are playing right now against the Cubs, were only 3 games ahead of the Reds. So, I mean, there's still a chance that the Reds can climb out of the basement, but far as competing for the division, it's not going to happen this year.
At this point,
the All-Star break, it's early.
At this point, I'm just rooting for the Brewers. Like,
yeah.
Like, if the Reds aren't going to win the division, so let the Brewers win it.
Right.
Just let the Cubs lose the 1-game playoff again. That'd be awesome. As long as St. Louis doesn't make it, and hopefully they pass Pittsburgh. At this point, Pittsburgh's the only team I really want to pass in the stand. If I could, if they said, you know, there's only one team that you can pass. Although it would be funny to see the Cubs slide down to last place. But Pittsburgh, the Pirates I never really cared about. Like, I just never really cared, because they were just the Pirates. And then there was the 1-game playoff against them a couple years ago. Actually, fucking lifetime ago at this point. And when they beat us in Pittsburgh in the 1-game playoff that the Reds shouldn't have been in, but they had another one of those untimely, you know, slumps. And it just is one of those deals where it's like, they've become hateable just like the rest of the Pittsburgh franchises. And I don't know if it's because I finally just completely turned on Pittsburgh, but the Pirates had never had that. And I don't know. Like, it's just, the Pirates were the team someone would give you tickets when they came to town. They're like, yeah, you guys want these? Like, Thursday night Pirates, fuck it. I'm not going to try to even sell these because nobody's going to want them. Yeah. Now it's like, I hate them. Like, I just despise them. Like, it's just like the Steelers. It's just like the Penguins. And probably because they are dirty, just like the Steelers and just like the Penguins. But
just let the kids play.
Yeah. And, I mean, they threw at Acuna. Like, Acuna Matata. Like, I can never say his name. But that's a me problem. But they threw at him. And the announcer, like, there was nothing really said from the Pirates players. But the announcers were like, you know, like, all that jewelry, So I loved all the people sending pictures of Pirates wearing jewelry. It's like, yeah, like you're the only team that doesn't let guys wear jewelry. You're the only team that is clean cut and plays the game. They've become the Cardinals as far as the playing the game the right way.
Mm-hmm. I seem to remember a guy by the name of Barry Bonds before his head was eight sizes too large, wearing a few chains for the Pirates.
Yeah, and the best part was people were sending the picture of Dave Parker with the We Are Family team, that for whatever the 70s, whatever that was, and it says, if you hear, I forget what it is, something about the boys just bopping. It's basically about them partying in the clubhouse. It's like, do you forget that that's your most famous team you've ever had as far as like your franchise goes, and at least in recent history? And like, they prided themselves on having fun playing the game and being, you know, exuberant and excited, and but no, it's not okay for other franchises to do it. And that's, I think, the most, maybe my issues with Root Sports and not actually the Pirates. Although the Pirates do some shady shit on the field too, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to say some things I don't want to say if we keep talking about the Pirates. So
this does air in Pittsburgh, by the way.
It airs everywhere. It's just not heard anywhere.
I don't think. I don't think. I'm not sure that too many people out there are working smartphones. So we'll just say that. I'm not too concerned about it.
Have they gotten the internet in Pittsburgh yet?
Hard to say.
No, if they did.
Yeah, but they can't afford it.
I'm gonna say.
We should switch to a topic that you're going to be happy about. The Bengals
We're not ready to move on yet. I wanted to talk about seeing Joey Votto and Jay Bruce together. That was fun.
I miss those guys together. Like the picture of them standing on first base, and I know they got together a little bit, and I just hope there's some time in the future, and it won't be this year, obviously, because the Phillies will be in the playoffs or making a push for the playoffs, but I'd like to see Jay finish his career with a stint here. If the NL does adopt the DH, maybe they bring Babe Bruce back for a run as the DH. That'd be pretty sweet. But and he talked about that. I don't know if you guys watch his interview from the clubhouse on Friday. I guess it was.
He just
talked about how he always pictured himself as the type of guy that would finish his career where it started, and how he wanted to be a one-team guy, and his career hasn't really gone that way, but, you know, he's happy with the opportunities he's gotten. We just talked about how much fun playing in Cincinnati was, how meaningful, you know, being a Red was, and how much fun he had here, but on those good teams, obviously. But he also, I mean, he's a huge junior guy, so he got to play with his idol when he first came up. Not many guys can say that, which is kind of cool, but I don't know. I miss Jay. I always forget how much I miss him until I catch him in a game.
He's been tearing the ball since he got traded, too.
Yeah.
He's been playing really well since he came to the Phillies from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And, I think that they originally brought him in to be kind of like a fourth outfielder, but with McCutcheon's injury, he's going to be seeing a lot of playing time.
Yep.
So, good for him. Hope he does well in Philly.
That was one of the big shockers, too, with as much as the Marlins. The Mariners were crushing the ball. Like, he was one of the guys that wasn't destroying the ball like everybody else out there. I think he only had a couple homers out there. He really just turned it on with the Phillies, like you said. And hopefully he keeps it up, and glad we'll see him for one more series, I guess, but I don't know when that is. But at least we don't have to play him in the division. That would have sucked if he went to a team in the division.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Jeff, go ahead with your painfully awkward transition.
No. No.
So the Bengals. There you go. There was your end, Jeff.
So you're seeing a lot of teams. It's a 100-year anniversary for the NFL, and you're seeing a lot of teams celebrate by wearing throwback jerseys. But in true Bengal fashion, they have decided to not do that.
Why?
That's just so stupid.
Because Mike Brown's a cheap son.
Yeah.
Mother. No. Sorry. But,
but it doesn't
we're not
make
that
sense.
Mad
like,
about
you,
it, obviously.
I don't even, like. I feel like that would make money for the club, like, because they would sell so many of those throwback jerseys. I mean, everyone would want to have a Dalton or a Green, like, you know, 90s era Bengals jersey, but they're not going to do it. I feel like it's stupid. I mean, I think it makes sense financially. I just, it, and it's what all the, I don't want to say all the fans, but it's what any fan that has any fashion sense, wants, but they're not going to fucking do it. I don't.
If only they had an example right down the street of the profit they would get from throwback uniforms.
Yeah, like all you see right now at Great American Ballpark is the throwback hats and the throwback uniforms. Like, they are flying off the shelves. Like, every game I've been to this year, I've seen people wearing the throwback jerseys, and those are $100 a pop. Like, it's not like there's some special, like, oh, it's a cheap, basically just a giveaway quality t-shirt type thing that's only, you know, $50 or whatever. Like, the real thin jerseys, they're the legit jerseys, and people are putting money out for them. Like, there's no reason for the Bengals not to do this.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They don't have to change the helmets, which they wouldn't anyway, because their helmets have always been orange in some variation, whether it says Bengals across it or the stripes. The one argument I saw for it was their throwback, their true quote-unquote throwback from early franchise was, it was the, they look too much like the Browns uniform. They just swap out black for brown. And, but they have such a, they had a run there where they went to two Super Bowls. So why would you not celebrate that? That's like the only good moment in Bengals history. What?
this is terrible. The only jersey alteration I want to see is a little black MB patch on the on the jerseys this year. I'm hoping that.
I don't think, honestly, I don't think he would want that because he knows that would cost his family money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he, yeah.
See, but Jeff, like, it's because Mike Brown died.
I know what you're saying.
But, I just figured I'd explain it for you.
Just celebrate the two good Super Bowl runs they had with those awesome uniforms. Sell a million jerseys. Make the fans happy for once, because the field, the product on the field is not going to do it. So, I don't know. It's just fucking,
you can
stupid.
Even bring, like, bring in Icky Woods to sling them things in the pro shop, like, during games and stuff.
He's not doing anything.
Right. People would pay to, you know, buy an Icky Woods jersey and then get it autographed.
I don't think they'd sell a million jerseys.
That's probably true.
You never know.
No.
I know. Collector's item.
What's the tri-state population? Greater Cincinnati area. Hi. I want to put a jersey in every home. That's my platform for mayor.
There might be in the state.
Yeah. I'd say you have to live in the state, don't you?
You be mayor of Kentucky.
I said the tri-state area. I want to be the mayor of the tri-state.
Ooh.
We should have a tri-state
first ever.
Mayor.
What if we combine with Indiana and Kentucky and, like, secede from the Union and just be, like, the tri-state, and that could be our country?
One big super city. Or super state.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'd be up for that. Although there's parts of Indiana I don't want.
There's parts of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky that I don't want.
Parts of Ohio I'd like to give away.
If we could take...
About, Michigan, you can have that.
Yeah. We'll go
north of Columbus.
A 275 loop.
As far as, well, no, because I don't want our buddy Dan not to be involved in this. So we'll go as far as the city he's in. I don't want to say it because all the crazy fans. We'll go as far as the city he's in.
It's Paducah.
We'll go just north. Let's see. I really like halfway up 75 where, like, IKEA and stuff is. I like that. I want to keep that.
That's, like, to Delaware.
What's that?
Are you talking about just, like, you're going up to, like, Westchester?
A little bit further than that, because I like the outlet malls in Monroe. And then west, I want Indy, because I like some of the stuff in Indy. But there's got that jog. You got to jog that line, because there's parts of southeast Indiana that we don't want.
Yeah.
And then I think you can make a nice big triangle. We're going to go triangle since we're the tri-state, and we're going to be the perfect little triangle there. That's geometry, Jeff. And
I
then
like it.
And then Dan is our mayor. Whit can be the secretary of
fashion.
Fashion, yes.
Jeff, t-shirts, you just, gym shorts everywhere.
I just eat food.
Jeff, you just know. You just stay over there.
Can we extend our borders and include Columbus?
They can be an annex. They'll be like our Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have all four major sports, right? If we included Columbus.
Yeah.
That would be the last one.
We'll include them as like our Puerto Rico, where, you know, we recognize them, but they don't get voting rights.
Okay.
That's right.
I don't know why, but I don't think Columbus has done anything wrong to me to not deserve voting rights, but whatever. It's just easier that way. We've got the precedent set, and we've already seen...
We don't agree with your political views up there.
You know Columbus. but, okay, I think we got that figured out, so...
Perfect.
It's good. I'm trying to think, though, if there's... We're going to need an army.
I was about to say, did we just start a movement?
Our city army, Columbus.
Is this treason?
I was going to say, this is getting dangerous.
I may have committed some light treason. but I don't know.
We might want to keep some of those areas in southeast Indiana if we want to, our own militia. I'm sure they got all kinds of weapons.
Yeah. Never mind. I won't know. But they, we're going to need a dumping ground, so we might have to keep Toledo around. Toledo or Cleveland? One of those.
Let's just get to the Lake Erie. We can just dump everything
just in the
lake.
Just dump it in there. It all floats to the bottom. We'll have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Push and I don't eat fish.
Underneath the water.
I don't really eat fish, but maybe two or three times a year, so.
Yeah, fish fillet from McDonald's. I don't think they get that.
I was going to say, I don't think
we sell McDonald's?
That's made in a lab. Those fish are grown in squares.
Can we, have no no taxes? That way we can, get all the good players to come to play for our teams.
Yep, and everybody will come here.
Tax.
Destination for shopping.
Property tax is going to be through the roof, but they won't think about that until after the fact.
We're the only four people that live here, so. We're kicking everybody out.
Yeah,
the players are going to be bussed in. They have to live right across the border. They're clearing customs every day. So, I don't know. I think I came into this podcast in a shitty mood, but I'm feeling pretty good about this now.
Should we build a wall to keep the United States out?
No. I don't.
We're going to make America pay for it.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Somehow we'd be... Never mind. No, we'd...
doing this?
Hey, crazier things have happened in the last couple years.
Oh, shit. I've been rooting for...
our ambassador, so I'm voting Jeff.
You want the rest of the country to think that's what the tri
is? Could be worse.
Unless we're just sending them
out.
Look
what Dennis Rodman has done for the North Korea-U.S. relations.
He's our Dennis Rodman to the surrounding states.
Yeah.
I bet he looks good in a wedding dress.
I bet he's got a pierced dick.
Stop. Stop.
What gauge is that?
I knew that's where it was going.
Well, we'll deal with negotiations with the rest of the country when we decide to finally do this, but this this is going to be like our Declaration of Independence. I'm electronically signing this right now.
Boom.
It's happened.
The 6/9 is our date, our Independence Day. Yeah. Nice. It's just meant to be. Speaking of different countries, I've been rooting for the Raptors in the NBA Finals.
I thought you were going.
I think the rest of America is. That's the crazy thing. It's like I saw a map and it was like basically parts of California and the pockets of all the teams that the Raptors beat. Yeah. And then it's like that. The rest is the Raptors.
Golden State's locker room is falling apart.
KD practiced, didn't he?
So yeah.
We'll see if he plays.
I think it means their physical locker room. I think they just need to get someone in there to start remodeling some things.
That was their last season at Oracle. So.
Why spend money on renovations if they're leaving? So
true.
Maybe they'll go to Vegas with the Raiders.
Maybe they'll come to the tri-state.
No. No, we're a one-team town. We got the Pacers. So, I know. Okay. I thought we just lost our mayor.
No, I had to restart my camera because it started glitching.
That won't happen in the new tri-state.
Yeah, perfect internet.
Yep, Logitech is going to be headquartered here. We're bringing all the Logitech factories back to our tri-state.
Yep.
It's going to be incredible. It's
huge.
We I think
we're looking good. We got Amazon inside our borders.
Yep. You?
Good.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else we're going to need. We've got LaRosa Sky.
We need a direct path to Athens. EPDO.
We got DBDO covered with Columbus.
Yeah,
that's also where Wendy's was founded. So.
Oxford. I hate to make Athens collateral damage in this, but we could recreate Court Street.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, the smell probably not, but the architecture. I think we'll have enough money once we bring all these Logitech jobs back to this our tri-state. Yeah. Be good to go. So. I don't see anything wrong with this.
We need to start designing a flag.
Yeah. I mean, two or three generations down the line, there might be some inbreeding issues, but...
We already got that with Kentucky.
God. Well said, Mr. Hall of Fame broadcaster. All right. But no, to your point, Dan, the Raptors, they got a chance to. They're up 3-1 now, correct?
Yeah, yeah, so 3-1. Yeah.
As tonight, they got a shot to close them out, which would be awesome to see them win in Toronto.
That would be awesome.
I saw pictures that people were already like camping out like today outside of the arena, and I don't like. Are they camping out because that they release like a certain amount of tickets,
Jurassic
or are they just camping out
because
they
Jurassic Park?
You know, I don't know
where you can. It's they have like this large outdoor park where you can actually like watch the games on the big screen, like outside the arena, and they call it Jurassic Park.
I saw them like instead camping outside of Jurassic Park, but I just thought that's kind of what they referred to the arena as, like as a nickname. I didn't realize that was a actual.
It's like an outdoor venue. But yeah, I mean, if you've watched any of the games, they like panned the Jurassic Park a lot, and people are even at the away games, like they camp out to watch games there.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though.
People camping out for games, I think I saw there's a report of an expected like 60 to 100,000 people downtown St. Louis watching the game outside.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what it looks like right now because it's not looking good for the Blues, but I haven't seen that many angry people in St. Louis since. Oh, that was not intentional. I swear to God, that was not intentional. I was going to make a really bad Cardinals joke, but that works too. But I'd like everybody out there to know that was not my intention. That was not a good situation, and we don't condone that. And that won't happen in the tri-state because it's just us. So, all right. Anybody want to change the subject?
Big Papa got shot.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
It just came out like a half hour ago. He got shot.
Was it like a hunting accident?
No, it was like an attempted robbery. He got shot in the leg, and he's in the hospital.
That's not good. Like in these states, or was he down in the Dominican?
Down in the Dominican Republic.
His dad said
he was in the hospital, but they don't know like what his status is.
I've heard it's very dangerous for guys. Like Venezuela is really bad right now with a lot of guys that go home like with money. Yeah. Venezuela. That's how a couple of the minor leaguers got killed.
Yeah.
And like they were trying to escape a robbery or something like that, or they were robbed when they had wrecked or something. I forget what the situation was, but that's how a couple of the minor leaguers died was, I mean, it's just that you go down there and you've got money and everybody knows you've got money because they're so, like the good people down there are like so proud of everything. Like when someone makes it from their part of the country, but then you've got a target on your back when you go down there because the criminals are like, oh, that guy just signed a $3 million deal. Like, And we know he's got the money. He knows he's got the jewelry. He's got the cars. But that's scary. Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, I was trying to scroll through to see if there are any updates on him, but they just basically said they know that he got shot and he was in the hospital. He shot in the leg, which, I mean, that still could be pretty serious if they hit an artery. So hopefully he's fine, but I don't think they really have any insight as to what's going on with him yet. So, prayers up for Big Poppy.
What if they can't shot make jokes him in the now? Face?
God. I know.
But, he does have one of my favorite sound drops that Jerry Karabas plays every time the Yankees get beat. He's like, Yankees loose.
Yankees.
That's shitty. That sucks. I mean, wouldn't happen. But, I don't know where to go from that. I hope Poppy's okay.
That's your second, depressing thing you said.
Yeah, I got to hug my car. I got to go pray for Big Poppy.
What were your biopsy results with?
They were negative.
Damn it. We'll get through this.
Live strong.
No, but if it's, I'm trying to think if there's any good spin on this other than.
It's probably not.
Where to jump out to. So I don't know. I guess we got the upcoming Reds schedule. They got two against the Indians coming up. The Cleveland baseball team. And then they've got three against the Rangers, which I'm excited for because I'll be down there Saturday night. It's the Barry Larkin bobblehead night. And they're also wearing the 19, I think it's 32 uniforms. Because I don't know why. I guess maybe because it's Father's Day and they wear Father's Day uniforms on Father's Day. If that makes sense. And so I guess that's why they're doing it on Saturday instead of Sunday this week. But I'm excited to see teams that I don't really see. I'm pretty sure I've seen the Rangers play before just over the years through some interleague games, but
I don't know that I've ever been to a Rangers game.
Really?
I'm not sure. I feel like I probably have, but
I did see some ex-Red, ex-Ranger news tonight. Edwin Encarnacion hit his 400th home run, and he's only the third active player to have 400 right now. So ex-Ranger, ex-Red.
Yeah. Seattle is where he's at now, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Ex-Indian.
Yep.
He's jumped around a lot too. Yep. He's jumped around a lot too. But so I'm excited to see that. I definitely want to see the Angels when they come to town just because there's not many. I mean, it won't be for another 4 years or so until we get to see him again. So and who knows, Mike Trout will only be a third of the way through his massive contract by then. So
maybe he'll get traded to St. Louis for Yachty. Straight up.
Do that? I don't think you would.
I mean, not sure how you can.
I'm going to have to look for cheap tickets to Saturday's game because I wanted to go to the Barry Larkin bobblehead game and I completely forgot about it.
We're going Saturday. We're sitting.
I'll have to see how the cheapest tickets I can get on StubHub are. I've just to walk in and get a bobblehead.
So I'll buy a ticket for me for four. I'll pay for a ticket. Just go and give me a bobblehead.
Yeah, and then just turn around and go get dinner somewhere.
It sucks though. Like they do the thing where, they're doing them in blocks of three. So the first three were Ernie Lombardi, Joe Morgan, and now Barry Larkin. And they all formed the 150th anniversary logo behind them.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We didn't go to the Ernie Lombardi game because there was something. We didn't have tickets, but there, for some reason, it didn't. We're lined up schedule-wise. There was something going on. So I don't have the Ernie Lombardi one. So I look like an idiot right now with Joe Morgan by himself and then now Barry Larkin. So I'm hoping the next wave also has the same backdrop. That way I can kind of piece it together. But knowing the Reds and just promotions in general, I bet they don't because they're going to want you to go to the game or have to buy it. It'll be fun to see the Rangers. I love watching teams that you don't normally get a chance to see play live. That's why I went to the Yankees game a couple years ago because I knew I wouldn't get to see the Yankees here outside of a World Series, which we know is never going to happen.
Buy it on eBay.
How much?
I'm looking up
bucks
the
right now.
Price
that's
right
not
now.
Bad. That's cheaper than my
$5 shipping.
So cheaper than my ticket would have been. And then when you pay for parking and food and $100 at the the pro shop.
Yep.
Like, I can't go down there without buying something new, and it's stupid, but...
You could.
Like, I could buy this on their website and save about $15, but I'd have to wait 3 days, or I could buy it now and then not wear the hat or jersey or anything for, like, 2 months. So
yeah, but you don't have to pay for shipping, so...
That's true, and you know you have it. And you don't have to report it as sales on, like, you know, everybody's very, very honest.
Oh, yeah.
When you're doing your taxes and report your sales tax.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've literally never, ever purchased anything online without paying tax on it before.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Just thank God Amazon's not going to report anything. Although there's some things we get taxed on now. Dan probably always got taxed being most of the things probably shipped from Kentucky.
Probably.
Like through there. If it was something that fulfilled by Amazon. Whoa, yeah. Money bags. Mm. That's why you're the mayor.
Yep.
Jeff's the master of coin. I will be the hand of the mayor.
Ooh.
And we will. but I don't know. If you're out there and want to join us in our world, or new tri-state area,
Jesus,
yes,
man, let's start out slow.
Saying, who's going to stop the tri-state once we get all the ducks in a row? We got Logitech, we got Amazon, we got the Pacers. I think we've even got some good things that from, even though, like, from Illinois, like, since we got Indiana in the mix with Indianapolis, we got Giordano's, so we'll be well-fed.
Yep.
I don't know, I'm sure there's...
I'll have to actually lay the triangle out and see, like, you know, what good universities we have. I know we'll have a lot, but we'll have to see, because, I mean... Depending on how the triangle starts, Louisville might be somewhere in there.
Yeah, we'll cut them out. We're just banning the whole concept of universities.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to go to a four-sided triangle. The tri-state.
Yeah.
It's a square, Jeff, or rectangle, depending on how you want to look at it.
I think we're going to name it Wyoming.
Ooh, I like that.
Smack dab in the middle.
East Wyoming.
East Miami. Not to be confused.
Welcome to the EW.
See, Jeff, Wyoming's a square.
What the hell? No idea.
Failed geometry.
I didn't.
And geometry.
Get your transcript.
Geography?
I said both. Geometry. Both.
I know. I said.
He failed them all.
Wrong thing.
Get your transcripts.
If there's two things that have always given Jeff problems, it's maps and shapes.
Hey, if you really pass what you say you pass, how come you're having such a hard time producing this document?
Yeah.
See?
Also, what are you chewing on?
A phone cord. What year is it?
It's probably not connected to anything.
Oh, it's your headphone cord. I thought it was like
I can't wait till it just like electrocutes him.
That'd be hilarious.
Our second live death on the podcast.
Both of them him.
Yeah.
I wish we had the time that he almost died the very first time we recorded live with each other, like in the same room.
I have that recording saved somewhere.
Yeah, the audio's out there.
The audio's out there. We just... God, there's... I'm glad that his basement isn't wired for cameras because of the ungodly things we would see, but I wish it was for that moment.
But... Fuck you.
But I don't know. Is there anything else before I get myself in any more trouble? Or
I just want to get out ahead of it now, because I've seen what happens to people who are absent from the podcast without prior notice, all the slander and lies that get made up about them. I'm not going to be on next week's podcast, and it's because I'm so distraught over the Bengals not going with a throwback uniform, so that news is kind of taking me out of the game for a while, so I will not see you guys next week, but
going to France for FIFA.
In fact, you know that's more incriminating than it.
I don't know what the fuck
like, see, I don't even understand when people say FIFA, I think video game.
Yeah.
It's like
great video game.
No, cool, it's not
sport. Oh, good video game.
Okay, someone kick him out of this.
He's not part of the tri-state anymore.
The square state.
Yeah. Tri-square
state.
What's a square?
I don't know. You tell us, Mr. Geometry. You took it twice.
And take geometry twice.
Now we're getting in.
Third time's a charm.
Summer school still counts.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, Jeff. We all know that you're smarter than everybody here. Look at those biceps. But everybody out there, before he throws a hissy fit, he did not fail geometry, geography, geology. He may have failed algebra.
He's literally passed most of the classes he's taken.
So. I mean, let's just say his batting average would be close to Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. You're not that dumb.
I know.
I know. We know, Jeff. We're just giving you a hard time. It's fun. It's called banter. You ever listen to more Zoo radio show?
It's called bullying.
It's called, we don't call it bullying in the tri-state.
We don't say the B word here.
It's character building.
Yeah.
See, how's the master of coin? If you can't let this roll off your back, how are you going to let financial troubles?
Yeah.
I thought something else was going to be rolling off his back. Some thick loads.
Oh, my.
Oh my! That made me uncomfortable.
Thick loads. It's not bullying unless you cry. So
yeah. So don't.
I'm just kidding.
It's not bullying unless there's proof.
Uh-oh. I think there is. Yeah, there might be some proof here.
Nobody's gonna listen to this.
Yeah. Oh well. Well, next time we talk. Poor Witty won't be here, but the Reds will be on a 6-game winning streak going for their 7th. So watch out, Rangers, Indians, and the Astros. So kind of got a tough stretch coming up here, but at least two of the series are against AL teams in our ballpark. So it'll be fun to watch some of those pitchers try to hit that have never hit. So
mm-hmm. I like it.
So basically, hey, advantage Reds, right? So
you gotta
that's what I'll tell myself. That's what I tell myself. But we've only got 3 guys that can hit. So, well, thanks for tuning in. Try to keep this whole, tri-state succession off the airwaves and on the DL. You'll be notified. If you're part of the plan. So if not, start packing and we'll give you the cities that are approved for you to move to. once Dan gets a triangle out on the map.
Good luck at rehab, Whit.
Thanks.
Hope your nose feels better. Yes.
See you guys.
Bye.